My friend just went to the Ontario with his neighbor. His neighbor got a poodle from friend to add on in his backyard in his duplex. And on, I don't know, 35 feet back, was like, you ruined my whole backyard. Of course, you can't do that. It's like, you could do it also. Like, I don't want to do it. I have plenty of space. Like, no, if I do it, then you can make two more rentals. Like, no, he needs more space. And I said, they went to Rob. Rob said, he told him, I need more space. He told this guy, goes, well, why does he take the basement? No, basement's two more rentals. So he says, yeah, but you're going to spend $300,000 on this thing. Yeah, but in the long run, he says, in the long run, you're ruining my backyard for the next 20 years
Okay,
for the
he's got
long run.
approval now. Of
He
course.
has approval, but
There's
he
nothing
lost the
wrong.
entire, he
And it's
lost
a
the
lot
entire.
different than a guy who puts a guy in the house.
Has agreed.
What?
Has agreed.
It's a lot
Don't just
different than a
go.
guy putting a guy in the house. Why is it different putting a dorm in a guy
I
in the
don't
middle of a yeshiva?
know. I didn't ask the rabbi, but he lost the entire.
Because he wants
He can't
different
go.
Torah. If everybody would go to the Torah, they'd lose all the stuff.
Ultimately, you have to take out a little bit. Ruining his backyard, what? As a prayer.
The guy's taking away the whole his whole backyard. It's
Oh,
all
I can't see that. No, it's not
no.
as a prayer.
It's you're ruining the quality of his lot. The guy doesn't have a normal back.
End up like a doorman. It's not hilarious. It's not any different.
Right.
No, if he has approval, he has approval.
Who said approval has the wins over the entire?
It's an.
I'm telling you, the guy lost.
Really?
Yeah,
I hear
the
that.
township approvals work in Ontario.
I'm just saying is that anybody takes anybody to Ontario, well, somebody's gonna lose.
That's true.
Sure. Everybody loses.
Over you, Donnie. Necromancy.
If you let less things bother you, your quality of life goes up. That's what they say.
Then what's it worth living?
The truth is, even the developments already, so it's fine. It is what it is.
But what's it worth living on?
It's nothing driving you. You have to have a driver.
Yeah, Vada.
He
You
has
wake up in the morning for us.
not just a driver, he's got a screwdriver.
He has a fence in the front and the back.
My understanding is.
Even my neighbor's kids picked out my driveway. We have nice paved driveways. Half mine's missing now. Because I
What?
never had a playgroup, and then one day the playgroup decided to they found a crack in the roof, and they started picking at it. Now I'm missing a big. What happens with electric cars if there's a bump? It stops. Does it back up?
Hello, that's why you're supposed to have the HOA.
Yeah, that's private. I think everybody.
It is the driveway they don't fix. I'm not sure you're right about that. It's only the house that you own. That you the
Sorry, no. Your property, they do the grass, but you own the property. They're not
Yeah?
responsible. What property? You don't own any property. That's shared property.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
The driveway is mine.
yeah, okay.
He
You can
wants
go
to be
and
according to
collect
fix
the
it.
lady then. Then you can go after the lady.
You can go and go to the lady. The guy's a rebbe. He's got 18 kids.
Right, you get head
He
checks.
got
Head checks work. Head
got
checks work. At the end
he
of the year,
got
the money's in
no,
the
they
account.
know. There needs to be money in the account.
I'm saying
The
at the end
guy
by the
got
time,
the
at the end
big
of the year.
15-seater van in COVID when they gave out money.
By Obama?
Yeah, whatever.
Got a free car.
Judah was still driving the car.
Cash for Concord, what was it?
No.
Yeah, he got it from Obama.
Together with his cell phone?
Yeah, it was for small cars. No, during
Crown
COVID.
Vic, that's when the Crown
It
Vic
only
was
got like
up.
2,000, whatever. This guy had 18 kids. It was enough to buy a van. And take the whole family away together.
That's when Crown Vics were no more during that year.
What's up, Rabbi Yitzchak?
Where's Tzvi? He was here yesterday?
Tzvi went to Denver for Shabbos.
It's already Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, it's to be there behind.
Last Shabbos or this Shabbos? Like 2 hours behind. Relax.
the air over there is
the yeshiva?
Is high, you know, so he lost he got lighted and started eating and then lost track of time.
Went for Fahim?
Yeah.
No, he went to his friend over there. I don't know who he went to.
We'll say $50.
Who would have believed we'll finish the pay today?
Hopefully.
I believe it.
Okay. Ooh.
Louis Reich.
Yeah. We're up to Aval Oriel. Oh, Tzvi.
Welcome back.
The air is thin over there, so you like.
Doesn't look like you got any lighter.
Looks like you lost weight over there. Nothing to eat over there. Nothing to eat over there.
I thought you got high.
Is food there?
You bring along. What do you mean? The whole suitcase.
The whole plane ride is crinkling on the bag and tin foil.
Cool, he needs his wine.
No, Denver is a foil flight. More. No, it's because you lose an hour. Because you're lightheaded. It's 4.5 hours. It's a long flight. Yeah, you don't just drop out down like a canoe. You have to go into the airport. It takes time. And just drop right down like a parachute.
This is an hour and change past an hour.
So I'm saying it's too long. Not to be, over at the Capole.
Yeah, it's too short. The amenities.
They squish you like a sardine in that flight also. Sitting in the back of the bus. Aval Orel, Onan Yoshev. You ready? Kid. Where's Moshe? Did you toot when you go back by his house? Did you toot when you went by his house?
Toot.
No, you give a beep with the horn. That's cool. Aval Orel Einen. I'm just kind of mad. Now you're going to get it. So we're up to pay Gimel Beis in the bottom. Tish is for Shlema Aram ben Yehudas and Harav Shmuel ben Ette Itel. Chanakel bas Etel. Chaim Yisrael ben Chai Rezit. Chai Rochel bas Peshe Rezit. And Omer Aksin ben Ronan. HaKohen Hashem Mikun Domom. Yaakov Shom Machano. And Esther B'Shai Yaf and Shmuel ben Devaira. Necromancy. Aval Orel Onen Yoshe ba'azoro.
He wrote it on the paper from back then, every morning.
Came up ready a few times.
Like on a fisty kid, you know?
Correct.
Listen, the guy's running the whole country, this my autistic friend. Who? X got act? That's why it failed?
That's what he's saying.
Well, who took credit? Didn't they took credit?
Elon was saying it though.
Oh, he's the only one that said that they took credit?
Oh, okay. No, they took credit.
They took credit.
Who's they? Hamas? No way, they can't hack X.
They hacked us, they got damaged.
You didn't hear what he said.
He said
a pro Hamas group.
The Hamas.
They're all in Colombia and Yale.
All
these groups are smart enough.
It's unbelievable that in Colombia you have people handing out pamphlets of Hamas. Like, this is, we live in like Harlem? Anyway. Aval Orel Onen Yoshe ba'azoro. That's why I didn't go to college, because dangerous. My father said, just learn it on the street. Aval Orel Onen Yoshe ba'azoro. Ba'azoro. See, it's a lav.
That was a bad move.
Orel.
That was a bad move.
You know what he needs? Take him out to the back, take off the pasik. The thick pasuk.
Show him what it means to run a liquid company.
Hit him on the tachas like you never saw in your life.
Just clarifying, the pasuk is a belt, right?
Yeah.
No, we're gonna show him what
it means. Exactly. He sits in his office in a comfortable chair. Is that Moshe?
Different one. Okay.
I will oral owner and Yoshiba. Yeah, you don't look like it. Yeah, you're pretty. Yeah.
Let's go.
Oral owner and Yoshiba Azara. Oral, Oral Manolan. How do you know that Oral's a Azara? We don't want to go there.
Whoever walks in there knows what they're getting
into. Amrav Chizda, Dover Zeb. Dover Zeb, Batarish Rabesh, Moshe Rabbeinu Lilamandu. The pasuk, the belt. Yeah, got it. Achiboy chesk ben buzi v'leman buzi v'lemanu kol ben nechor orel leiv v'orel basal lo yovay el mikdashi. So it says kol ben nechor l'shaseinu. So that's a lav. Onan menal nechsevuna umen amikdash lo yetei. But everybody else, another, a Kohen Haggit, he got to go out. Is it Kohen Haggit or is it somebody else? Yeah, Kohen Haggit. Kohen Haggit has to go out. So Gemara says, so what do you mean? We just had yesterday, you got the chilul and the chilul. If you learn out from there, then it should be misa, not lav. Okay. So what is a miksiv baby gufe? Mechlolikosi, this halacha that a kohen has to go out, is no pasuk. We infer it from the other pasuk. So once you're in an affirmant, so have a dover abba menaklal. Chodav abba menaklal, and don't know, it's to get a shovel. That's very different, it goes into a different category. Because it's not, doesn't say by it itself. Yoshe, Menolan, Amarav, Amnachar, Amkra, Kiboy, Bocha, Hashem, Akech, Koshbe, Lamo, Lishoris, Lamida, Bacharti, Lo, Yeshiva. So it's another pasuk on the bottom. It says, Kiboy, Bocha, Hashem, Akech, Koshbe, Lamoid. So you stand up, and Melo, that tells you that there's a lav if you do the avoida sitting down. Balmum, Rebbe Yom, Ben Miso, Vecham, Oim, Ba'azorah. My time, the Rebbe, Chsiv, Achal, Aparechus, Lo, Yavoy. It says over here, Achal Aparoichus lo Yavoy, Velamas Beach lo Yigash Kimum Boy, Velo Yichal is Mekdoshi. And it says, Lo Yichal. So we learn out, Velo Yichal is Mekdoshi. We have the next passage. It says, Shomer Shmaat, Lo Yisru Lov Chet, Umesu Boy Ki Chalalu. Mal Ha'am B'Misa, Avkam Misa. In fact, the moment, Nev Chil Chil Menoisa. Want to go to the next passage, the third passage, where it says, also Chilel, and where it's Karas. Karas is Mochamer the Misa. So I know it's Misa Deshamayim. Maybe it's Karas. So Gemara says, Mistav Metruma Avale Melev Shekein Psul HaGuf. Mipsul HaGuf. So you learn out, Balmum, from Kain Tomates, are both Psul HaGuf. So Zot to Gemara, Adarabba, Menoser Avale Melev Shekein Kaidish, Penim, Pigul, Venoser. They both have those special, the word for it. Those, Isurim, no, whatever. Characteristics. Venoiser, so Mar says, you're right. So really, that's not a good enough reason to learn from that. Elo, metomish eshimish gomar. We learn from metomish eshimish. And that's the bottom post. Dablam, v'bonav, v'yadotz, v'kosh, v'yisov, le'chal, v'shem, kochi. And the Gemara says, and Gomar Psul Aguf, Psul Aguf, and it's Kodesh Pnim Pigul Venoiser. Mikodesh Pnim Pigul Venoiser. So it has both. It has side that's Psul Aguf, and it has these four characteristics. Rabbanon, and what do Rabbanon do? They don't hold the Chaim Misa. I'm like, boy, Vloy Bebal Mum, because it says if you look on top, it says Achabos Level Mizrach Ligash Kimum Bo. That it's only boy and not by. And not by Balmum. That's why you don't get Misa.
You need both.
Zok to Gemara. Start with one.
Not anymore.
Zor Shashimish and Mikdash. So you have a Zor of Shamish and Mikdash, Tanya, Shmolem, and Nemakana, a Zor Kar of Yumas. There's an important pasuk over there. One second. He's got it. What page was that? It was two. 1 second. I skipped something? Don't get carried away. Okay. Heizem Milo, Rabbi Ayim B'Miso, V'chom Me'azara. My time, the Rabbi. I'm about to go, Gomar Chit Chit Mechuma. 1 second. Malam b'misa, afkav misa, rabbanon, amri, amakro, boy, boy, v'le milo. So it says over here, kiyavsh kisim amal v'chot v'shkob kot shashem, and over here it says, v'sham 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 and it says chet over here, yeah, v'chotah. And over here it says chet, u'mesu boy ki chalu, ani Hashem ka'acham, so the rabbanon learn out, because it says u'mesu boy, only over here, nowhere else, can't learn out. They learn out chet, chet. Huh? No, because it's St. Patrick's next. St. Patty's for next week. Zohar Shishimish B'Mikdash. Tanya B'Shmoloim V'Nemar Kam V'Azohar Kov Yumas V'Nemar Al-Halon Kol HaKorev HaKorev Al-Mish Kol HaKorev HaKorev Al-Mishkan Hashem Yomos. So it says over here the first pasuk. V'Atu V'Necha Itoch Itcho Tishmus Kras Kol Tavar Mishbech V'Mishbech V'Mishbech V'Atu V'Azvoiz V'Matan Etnes Kras Zohar HaKorev Yumas. Pay attention to the words. It says you must. And then the next pasuk says, "Kol akorev akorev al mishkan Hashem yomos." I'm tamil gavoya. So we learn out azar akorev yomos to yomos. Malam deshemayim. How can deshemayim? That's no misa. Rabbi Kiva Eimer. No. Nemakan azar akorev yomos. V'nemar lahalon. The third pasuk it says yomos. V'anavehu achorev machalim hahu yomos. Can't go yomos. It's yomos to yomos. Malah maskilo, afka maskilo. Again, we like to be madama the words so that the words stim. Not yamos to yumos is a little off. If you have yamos, yumos to yumos, you might as well go there. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, I'm a malah mechanic. He holds it's chenek. Afka mechanek. So there's two machlekes over here. There's chenek and there's Shmuel Rekiva. So makimifik Shmuel Rekiva. Rekiva saw a don in yumos, me yumos. Because that makes sense. Those words stim. It's yumas yumas. Mein donin yumas mi yamos. If you have an option, it's not always like that. I saw they bring that. It's not an option. You don't always have to have the word stim. But if there's two options, then he always go with the option that stims. Rabbi Shmuel said, no, donin hedyet me hedyet. Mein donin hedyet me navi. You're right. The words don't stim, but the concepts are not similar. So the concepts are not similar. You got to go with hedyet to hedyet. Rabbi Kiva, it's a good point. If they're not similar, then very nice the word shtim, but they're not shon shaykhas. No, kivin shediach en lechedi gadol mizah. Once he's madiach, he's done. B'maikil of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says, mechanic, benuri, Rabbi Yechon, benuri, v'pluks to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbana, Tanya, novi shediach, v'skila, Rabbi Shimon, mechanic. In fact, tomorrow, what are you talking about? Anan, Tanam, Kiva, mechanic. Moshe says, no, Trey Tanayim lived in Rekiva, it's two Tanayim. Each one had something, they heard something else from Rabbi Kiva. So one is like this, one like that. Masnisa, Rabbi Shimon, Valib de Rabbi Kiva, holds Bechenek. Going according to that, Manda Omar. Who heard that it's Chenek. And Brisa is Rabbanu Valib de Rabbi Kiva, who holds that it's Skilo, going according to the other Manda Omar. Means it's Trey Tanayim lived the Rabbi Kiva. And each one, the Brisa and the Mishnah, are picking one. Hadron lochel on strophin, hadron on strophin, hadron on strophin. Okay. Yeah. On to the next parak. So, the second to last parak. So, it's interesting that if you open a Mishnayos, and everybody remembers this because we learned Sanhedrin already, you open a Mishnayos, the 10th parak is parak chelik. Elon chelik, all those things are Elon chelik. And the 11th parak is Elon chnokin. So the Ran says, why do we say what? So the Ran says, why does the Mishnayos have Perichelik after Eilan and Strophin? He says because Eilan and Strophin finishes off with a Boil Aramis Kanoim Poigimboy. You beat the dickens out of the guy. So it's all kind. It's an interesting kind of. It's not Misa. It's your own recipe of discipline, and right street justice exactly. So Mela. Columbia style. So Mela, we say Chela because also those things are in the Chela Kalam Haba, all those things, the different side dinim that come out. So Mela, that's why Chela is the Mishnah. So over here, the Anachraka makes sense because we're all by Nisrafin. So the last one of the Mises is Chenek, according to that Manoma. No. No, it's just that it's an interesting, it's a different, it's not Dal Mises Bezdin. So once we're all for that, we go on to Chelek. That's how the Mishnah is learned. But anyway, we have Eilan Achrokin, second to last Perek. You look all smitten.
You have yours up there? I didn't even look.
That mistake you stamped his mind.
Yeah, carry on. Elena Nechrakin. These are the chokeholds. Hamaka of Imoy, a guy hits Papa and Mama, it doesn't kill him. By just hitting Papa and Mama, it's a problem. The Gon of Nevesh Mishrol, that's the guys over there, you know?
No.
Berland, not Berland, the other one. Steal the kids. Vizok and Mamre, I also have to make them work for you. It's like, it's not just stealing. Make him put him in the back of the bus. Vizoka Mamre. Vizoka Mamre is the guy who's the right. He goes to Beis Din and he paskins wrong basically.
Who's the one who went off?
No.
Doesn't paskin wrong. That's not Vizoka Mamre.
He goes against.
He goes against the anyway. He does the addition.
It's a regular person, or it's one of the. It's a dying. A dying that goes against Beis Din Psak. V'Navi Asheker, a guy who's you know, Martin Luther. V'Amisnav B'Shem Avay Zchavim, somebody who says a Navi Emes, but he says it B'Shem Avay Zchavim. He says it B'Shem the little pipping in front by your front lawn. He uses that guy as his information. But he has real information. It could be a guy has real information. I mean, a guy could have had a real Nevi'us.
It's a real Nevi'us.
But he's saying it B'Shem Navayz Chavim. V'abal Eshizish. V'zoyim V'askayin U'bayla. Zoyim V'askayin U'bayla, they get chenek even though that's, it means you go bust at a husband. The husband gets chenek. The wife gets Sreifa. A bayla, whatever. Whatever you call this guy. The wannabe. It's a marker of Imoy Manolan. How do you know that if you hit your father and mother, you get Misa? The Chassidim marker of Imoy, Mois Yumas. It's pretty straightforward. The Chol Misa Amuru B'Torah Stam in Elochenik. Fetting Maro. How do you know? Ema Adakotli Miktil. Maybe you have to kill your father. How do you know that if you just hit him and nothing, you give your father a slap across the face? I don't know if that's what's the big deal. So Gemara says no. We have two psukim that show not. So Gemara says, I don't understand. If you kill a regular guy, you get saif. So your father's going to be makeling and get chenek. It must be that you're just talking about where you hit your father. Because if you kill your father, you zikha get saif like a regular guy. So he says, that's very good if you're a chenekal. It's very good. Yeah, somebody else you kill, you get saif, and your father you kill with chenek. So how do you still know that if you hit your father, you'll get misa? So Gemara says, we have a different pasuk. Elo, a noobshat. Mechzim, maki ish v'meis, mois yumos. And also it says, two psukim about hitting. It says, maki ish v'meis, mois yumos. Oy be'eve yikob yodav yomos. So two psukim are talking about hitting and the guy dies. The Torah specifies you hit the guy and he died. Why does Torah specify that? Tell you that that hitting is where he died. But a father's hitting, where it says Maki of Imai Mois Yumas, where it says just you hit your father and then you get Misa, it doesn't say Vameis, it doesn't say Vayamos. So over there, it must be that you hit your father and he didn't die. And still it says Mois Yumas. That's the limit of Gemara. This is another pasuk. Makiish is this pasuk, and is makinefesh. Who makinefesh is it? Vayikachov dal yuches. Huh? He doesn't have it. No, I thought he had it.
Last night he didn't have it?
Oh, but maybe Laman had it right here. No. What's the pasuk? No, he doesn't have it. This pasuk doesn't have it.
Still in the printer.
Kol Makan Nefesh Dikos rachmana maki ish v'meis, avamina ish to bar mitzvah. Only a 13. Ain't katan loy, because rachmana komak nefesh, any guy. Because rachmana komak nefesh, avamina afil and afalim. Okay, so then everybody's included. Afil ben shemayna, tzricha. That's what you need both sukkah. Ve'im agat loy ove bechabura. How do you know you have to make chabura for papa? Black and blue. If you slap him, no black and blue, just a good zetz. Right, a slap doesn't have to be black and blue, just a zetz. So how do you know you're chayiv?
No evidence.
Alom atanana, maka of imo ain't chayiv at shiasa mechabura. You got to make it black and blue. Amakra, maka odom, u maka behema. Ma maka behema ad oba chabura, yichsib bo nefesh, af maka odom ad oba chabura. By maka behema, it says, u maka nefesh behema yishalmeno. What's nefesh behema? That tells you that it's, you actually did a job. You made a chabura. Maskev of Yermia, so you're basically telling me that if you only time you chayiv for a hitting an animal is only if you make a black and blue. Elmata chishu b'avon. What if you wear out the animal? You weaken it. You age the animal. You make it schlep crazy stuff, and now it's just weakened. Hachan am d'leim chayiv. You just weakened my whole animal. Without a chabura, has no koyach anymore. You wore him out. You wore him out. Wore the animal out. So you wear a person out. Same thing. Hachan am d'leim chayiv. Ella, so how can you learn out from behema? And maybe behema you would be chayv. Ela, ain't the nefesh behema? The inami chish b'avonim chayv. To know ain't the nefesh b'adam. So you're basically taking that poster because it's not needed by behema because it can't be by behema. You'll be potter and put it by that person. Ella, keisha lamli. So what do you need a hekish for? We had a hekish. So Gemara says lechatani bechaskia. Who's bechaskia? Bechaskia is a man Omar that he holds. His shita is that when you kill a person, whether it's mezid or shaygig, you put the tashluma. Even shaygig, not chay misa, because you did the act of killing, you're always off the hook. So Gemara says, "Hani chaman the amar leman the eslechan mecheski, leman the leslechan mecheski akesh lamli." To tell you this halacha, yeah, that we learn out from behema. Just like behemoth, you're potter from tashlumin, and there's no chiluk like chilakta. We had it before. Lifter makem behemoth like chilakta by min shogam mezid. So to a person like chilakta by min shogam mezid. So Gemara says, "Hani chilamanda ama leislei tam mecheska, amanda leislei tam mecheska kesh lamli." So Gemara says a different thing. Makem behemoth like full potter. If you have to go ahead and hit an animal, do something to the animal, black and blue, that will heal it, you'll take blood or whatever you do, it's potter. I'm not a adam, the full potter. The boilu. We had a question. Ben ma'osh yakas dam la'aviv. Rav ma'asdam av after echamecha. Yeah, just whatever you do for yourself. Rav dim rachni, I'm not a adam, I'm not a full potter. So the Gemara is coming out that you would be allowed to take blood from your father. Rav, now the Gemara goes into this is a very big shayla halacha. Rav le shavak le brei le mishkal silua. He did not let his son take out a splinter because he would make a wound in his father. Ma brei der even was b'shoyg again. His father wanted it. Ma brei der vino le shavak le brei le mishkal le kafsa to open up the pus. He had pus. He wouldn't let him even though he wanted it and it was happening anyway. Dimachavol. Rav le shkogas iser. In fact, my yachil achanam. He said any person should not allow because every person can make a chavol. You're not make a chavol on a person. Achash kigas lav. But no shkigas chanek. So this is a very big sugya. If you're allowed to go ahead and take and help your father as a father's moichel, if a father's moichel a kid, why can't the kid take blood from the father? Avshe moichel kvayde kvayde moichel. Yeah, he's moichel on his kavod. So why can't he do it?
This is a kavod thing.
You're not. What? Why are you over? So he brings down over here. The Shurim Tzadok brings down from Meshech Chachma. Lama lo shavak lei v'mias chabura aliyach limchel alza. Yes, why wasn't Rav let him? Verisi Meshech Chochma, he brings down that the Amisharim Son Halacha, he brings down that when a kid does something, even though the father's Meichel, but the kid becomes light in the father's covered, and Mela, that's a Chesaron Kibbut Av Eim, even though the father's Meichel, and Medini Adam Yepoter, but Medini Shemaim Yechayv. Big Chiddush. Big Chiddush. The Mechaz Chinuch doesn't like that. The Beis Yosef says that if it's a time of need that you need to do it, according to Mesh Chacham, you cannot go ahead and take blood from your father. I mean, if it's Pekuach Nefesh, you could allow to. No.
So,
what? You're not. No, it's only doing a chabura on your father. That's what he says. The what? It's also a tchiyah misa.
Right, but we only hold that. We only apply that when it's a tchiyah misa. When it's an iseskila.
Right, he brings down echanami. He says, but the pasuk says, arum makla of imoy. Means is even he's saying even if the father is Michael. That's how he learns. It's a big chiddush. Brings down stay chemil passing like this. I don't know. I don't think we're gonna pass like this. Pashas, you're allowed to go ahead. He brings down from a lot of different places come over here that. If the father wants you to do the blood, let's say a blood test, you're better at it, or you're a doctor, you're not a stitch, your father wants you to do it, and you're more comfortable you're doing it, then you're allowed to do it. But according to Mesh Chachma, it'll be a big problem. He brings down, Shukhan brings down Shiloh, if you're allowed to go ahead, this is very negated today, I mean, Moshe wasn't here, this is not perfect for Moshe. And if you're allowed to go ahead and you go to a therapist and they tell you that your childhood was scarred, whatever, you tell them all your stories, whatever happened in your childhood. You have to blame it on something, yeah, right? And so you're allowed to go ahead and be mavazi your father. You have to go ahead and tell your father he wronged you and whatever. Are you allowed to go ahead and do that to your father to heal yourself?
Yeah, for $100
an hour, you can do whatever you want. No, part of the therapy is to tell him you. Tell him off. By the way, a lot of therapists like that. Make the parents come, and the kid says, "You ruined my life. You screwed me up."
But good.
And the father says, "You want to know what this guy did? Hold on. Come here. Let me tell you something. You give one last zets over here in front of the therapist. She understands what's going on." Where we up to? Gimel Dalad. Nit Mushira, Nisifu Shira, Abdu Shira, Kamiz Rebelezek Shera. He's according to Rebelezek, he holds that the Dam is kosher.
Abishayim
Bavasa. So over here also, even though there's no Shraim. Kamiz Rebeshua Psula. Shaloi Beklishar is Psula. Bishayim Machsha. Hekte Kumtsa Pamayim Kshera.
I didn't
think about it that long.
I charge
Well, he's a Gary. One R. I told him one R is to.